Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you not remember what happened yesterday because we're in Psalms and it's not a story?
I actually don't remember what happened in Psalms yesterday. So yeah, because it's Psalms and it's not a story.
Yeah.
But we did some Psalms and there was some, you know.
We sure as fuck did.
They like God a lot.
They do, always.
Really like God a lot.
That's what the Bible's about, except for Job.
Well, even there, they like God a lot, but, you know, it's right. Just, you know, different type of story.
Well, we did 4 Psalms yesterday.
We did. We had a little bit more than normal, so.
Because the last 2 kind of went together.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Right,
I don't really remember that too much.
Yes.
Oh, and then the first one that we read was the longest one in the first book of Psalms.
Right, and that was, we did Psalms 18 through 21 yesterday?
18, 19, 20, 21. Yes.
Yeah. So then what will we be going over today?
Today we are going over 3 psalms that are viewed by many as the shepherd psalms.
Ah.
Psalms 22, 23, and 24.
Okay. And before we get into it, I do have one thing to share. So we have a live event coming up in Dayton, Ohio on July 27th, which is a Thursday.
In Dayton.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, that one.
United States.
And we have realized that we are woefully underprepared for this live event. We have no equipment.
None.
Other than, like, our mic and our computer. And we're like, wait, live event. This is different. This is different shit. So we are starting the campaign right now. And we are asking for some donations to get some new equipment. Now, I know a lot of you give on Patreon. Obviously, we, you know, appreciate that. And you're already giving. So like, we're not expecting the world or anything, but if you do have the ability to help us out, we've made this real easy. All you got to do is text, the word SACDIS, which is SACDIS, to the phone number 53555, and it will give you the information on how to donate to this campaign. So if you would do that for us, that would be greatly appreciated. I'll also have a link to the campaign in the show notes, so check that out. And with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the Psalms for today.
Let us do it.
All right.
Okie dokie. All right, we are going to start with Psalm 22.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I didn't get my Bible out.
Oh, you should probably get the Bible out.
I should.
That's what we're doing. Reading the Bible.
I know. So. Well, I was just going to jump straight to the notes about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry,
my bad. That's not how that works.
No, it's really not. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Here I go. Wow, we really are unprepared today. Okay, sorry. Here's my book. I'm there. I had a bookmark.
Okay.
Okay, great. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Psalm 22.
Yeah.
The director of music to the tune of The Dough of the Morning.
That's a great song.
Apparently, they all knew that song back then.
Apparently.
And this is a Psalm of David, of course.
Of course.
Okay?
Yep.
My God, why have you forsaken me?
Oh.
You know
who else quote.
Said that? Yeah. You know who else said it? Jesus on the cross as he was like dying or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Jesus quoting this psalm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or it was this psalm quoting Jesus.
Right.
Because, you know, these were probably written after Jesus. So.
Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night. And am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not disappointed. Okay. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. See, this is very Jesus-y.
Yeah.
All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
If the other people are worshiping God too, why would they be ridiculing him for worshiping God? Is he one of those people that like worships maybe a little too much?
I'm not sure I'm following you.
Well, he says everybody says he's a worm and he's a whatever.
Well, if this is a Jesus-y thing, then... they were making fun of him because he was claiming to be the Son of God.
Oh,
and they're like, "You're an idiot."
Got it. Got
and
it.
He was like, "Totally not."
But it's technically a David thing,
right? Right.
So I'm just saying.
I honestly don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
Okay. All right.
Yet, continued the psalm, "You brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast."
Mm.
Wow.
That was early on with the trust there.
I don't know if a baby can have faith.
You know,
I don't
right?
really think that is...
Possible?
Yeah.
Right.
They don't even have a thought process beyond, I'm hungry and I shit my diaper.
And their balls have barely descended.
They haven't.
Right.
They still sing high, except they don't even sing high. They don't sing at all because they're babies.
Right. Yeah.
Unless they're in some countries that nurse their babies well into childhood.
That could
then be. Then their balls might have almost descended.
Yeah.
But.
It's true.
I don't know.
Right.
From birth, I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. That's not true. That's just not true. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan. Ooh, what's Bashan? Og of Bashan?
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, there was a land, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Yeah, because Og was of it.
Yeah, he was of it.
Yeah, okay. So strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions tearing their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint.
Mm.
I feel like all my bones are out of joint.
I mean, technically, you're supposed to be wearing a boot.
I don't have to wear it around the house because the ground is flat and even.
So some of your bones are actually out of joint.
They are. Yeah. They are. My heart has turned to wax. It is melted away within me. I kind of like that imagery, honestly.
Yeah.
My strength is dried up like a pot sherd.
That was brought up somewhere else. Yeah. I think we looked it up even.
It's a pot shard.
Yeah.
But they say sherd instead of shard.
Sure.
And I don't know why.
Right. It's like a ceramic bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a shard.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
And my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Ooh, dust of death. That's kind of nice imagery. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and feet. See, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I can count on my bones. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. That's all Jesus-y stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, counting bones is like none of his bones were broken, supposedly, as he was crucified.
Okay.
And then they literally drew lots for his clothing. The guards did. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm not aware of that.
We're not there yet, but it's just a thing I know that happened. So that's all Jesus-y shit.
Got it.
But you, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me. Deliver my life from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers, and the congregation I will praise you. I got to praise you like I should. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or disdained the suffering or the afflicted one. That's not true. Not true at all. He has both despised and disdained the suffering of many.
Yeah.
He has not hidden his face from him. Yeah, he has. But has listened to his cry for help. He may have listened, but he didn't respond. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, will I fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. They who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, for he has done it.
So they've literally had thousands of years. Like, we're talking about the time of David, right? So let's just call it almost 3,000 years, right? Since the time of David.
Yeah.
And yet, not all the nations worship God, the God of the Bible.
Right.
So, like, you've had thousands of years to spread the word, to get the, you know, to be the best and whatever, and you're still not quite on top of the world, you know?
Most of the world knows about you.
Yeah.
Most.
But not all.
But not all. Yeah.
So.
Which is one of my arguments because, you know, all those undiscovered places where people have never heard of.
Right.
Of God, I guess they just get to go to hell, huh?
They have reasons for that sometimes.
It's always bullshit.
Yeah, like, I guess there's a like an exception for the people that have never heard of them.
I've never seen that in the Bible.
I've heard people, but I mean, people say that. There's probably some word somewhere in the Bible that they're like, that's how they get an exception.
Right. But then once a stupid ass, what are those people called that go to other countries and try to evangelicalize them? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Not mercenaries.
Missionaries.
Missionaries, not mercenaries. Missionaries. Yeah, like missionaries. Once they tell you about God, then you're no longer free.
Right. You've lost that freedom.
So like, everybody's like, please do not come.
Right.
Okay, so Psalm 22 is referred to as a cry of anguish and song of praise. Also, as we found in the beginning, it's referred to as the Hind of the Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a song that was obviously well known to the people back then.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. I mean, they just toss it out like, you know, that one song?
Yeah, that one song.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it starts out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Which we all know is a very famous phrase.
Yeah.
Like, even you had heard of it.
Right.
Psalm 22 is about a person who is crying out to God to save him from the taunts and torments of his enemies, and in the last 10 verses, turns to thanking God for rescuing him. Mm. And Jewish interpretations of Psalm 22 identify the individual in the psalm with a royal figure, usually King David or Queen Esther.
Interesting
enough, right?
Yeah.
But the psalm is also interpreted as referring to the plight of the Jewish people and their distress and alienation while in exile, which that tracks.
Sure.
Verse 29 is a part of the Song of the Sea. And I was like, the fuck is Song of the Sea? It sounds familiar, as well it should.
Okay.
Because the Song of the Sea is a poem that appears in the book of Exodus. Remember?
Okay.
It's Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 18. And remember, I kind of tried to sing it. It's followed in verses 20 and 21 by a much shorter song that is sung by Miriam and the other women.
Okay. I kind of remember that. Yeah.
The Song of the Sea was reputedly sung by the Israelites after their crossing the Red Sea in safety and celebrates the destruction of the Egyptian army during the crossing and looks forward to the future conquest of Canaan.
Okay.
And some of the song features in the 1998 DreamWorks animated film, The Prince of Egypt. Did you ever see that?
I have maybe not seen it.
If you did, it wasn't with me.
Right. It might have, I mean, our kid and I might have watched it at some point, sort of.
I just can't even see when y'all would have watched
it. Every once in a while, our kid was like, we got to watch this. And like, it's something that they watch somewhere else. And we're like, I was like, okay. Ooh, and you don't always watch those things because
I don't watch bullshit. I mean, okay, sometimes I watch bullshit.
Right, yeah.
But I can't imagine y'all watching The Prince of Egypt.
What are you binging right now? Facts of Life?
I'm binging The Facts of Life on the app Tubi.
Yeah.
Because it's free and the whole series is there. And I only saw a couple episodes when I was a kid. And it's a really good show. I remembered those couple episodes fondly.
Yeah.
And I also realized that the character of Jo was my actual first girl crush.
Oh.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. She rides a motorcycle. She's like a tomboy.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's gorgeous and hot and I love her. So yeah, that was my first girl crush.
Got it.
Okay. Anyway, The Prince of Egypt, the DreamWorks animation, is an adaptation of the first 14 chapters of the book of Exodus and follows the life of Moses from being a prince of Egypt to a prophet of the Lord, chosen by God to carry out his ultimate destiny of leading the Hebrews out of Egypt.
Mm.
Now, portions of the song are also paraphrased in the popular African-American gospel music song, "Oh Mary, Don't You Weep," which is a spiritual that originates from before the American Civil War.
Okay.
Yep. There's a really groovy version of it by Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
She covered it in 1972, and I really think that we need to include a link because it's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was listening to earlier. I don't know if you could hear, but...
No, I couldn't.
Okay. Well, that's what I was listening to.
Got it.
And yeah, it's really good. Okay. The original psalm, verses 1 through either 22 or 23, is thought to date from the pre-exile period, which would be before the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem in 587 BC.
Okay.
Yep. But the second part, which is verses 23 or 24, 23 is questioned whether it's old or new.
Okay.
It like walks the line.
Yep.
But 23 or 24 through 27, because of the significant rescue of Israel, was probably added only in the post-exilic period. And the most recent portion of the composition, verses 28 through 32, on account of its universalist perspective,
mm-hmm.
is considered to date from the Hellenistic period, which is the Greeks.
Got it.
Likely the late 4th century BC.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So now we move on to Psalm 23, which is like everybody's favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And that's right. Everybody said they love this one.
Yeah, it's super short. And as soon as I saw like what the opening was, I was like, oh, it's that one. It's the one that like is said at every funeral ever.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Psalm 23, a Psalm of David.
Got it.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. I shall not want. Does that sound familiar?
Maybe.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Yeah, that's familiar.
Yeah, yeah. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, this sounds a lot prettier in the King James Version.
Got it. Okay? Got it. Yeah.
So you probably would have recognized it a little better.
If you were reading the King James Version. Yeah. Right.
But you have to have recognized this.
Yeah.
Okay. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Got it. Okay? It's a very feel-good, you know.
Yeah, it's
psalm.
Why it's
I get it.
Said and at funerals.
It's short enough that it's memorable, and I get it.
Yeah.
So
it's simple enough that everybody's like 23. Yeah. That's my favorite. Yeah, it's a good and solid all around, and I can quote it.
Yeah,
because it's short
for sure.
You know, I could see why.
Yeah.
So, this one is called "The Lord is My Shepherd," and guess how it starts? The Lord is my shepherd.
Right.
Okay. This is perhaps the best known of the Psalms,
as we learned. As we already found out.
Yeah. And it portrays God as a good shepherd feeding and leading his flock.
Okay.
And a shepherd typically knows each sheep by name. Thus, when God is given the analogy of a shepherd, he is not only a protector, but also a caretaker.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And God as the caretaker leads the sheep to green pastures and still waters because he knows that each of his sheep must be personally led to be fed.
Mm.
We're too stupid to walk ourselves to the kitchen.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Without it, shepherd, the sheep would die.
Oh my gosh.
Either by a predator or of starvation.
Right.
Since sheep are known for their helplessness without their shepherd.
Yeah, we just couldn't function without a
we
God.
We need God.
Obviously.
We cannot survive without God. Somehow you and I have managed to just.
But it's just got to be pure luck, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Though this psalm is attributed to David, scholars commonly date it to the post-exilic period. Okay?
Yep.
And often it is sung, or versions of it are sung to Amazing Grace.
Oh,
are you familiar with Amazing Grace?
Of course.
Okay. Do you know the words to Amazing Grace?
Jesus.
Yeah, that was bad. So bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend there.
This is how it goes because I'm going to show you different rewrites to fit it now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the song goes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So here are four different ways that the beginning was rewritten to maybe fit that tune so that they can sing it this way.
Okay.
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 The Lord is only my support, and he that doth me feed. How can I then lack anything whereof I stand in need?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The Lord to me a shepherd is. Want therefore shall I not? He in the folds of tender grass doth cause me down to lie. So I kind of fucked that up a little.
Sorry.
I don't know all the rhythms, but
that's
another way that the opening is rewritten.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a third way. Ready?
Sure.
I saw this and I was like, oh no, we have to do these. Okay. My shepherd is the living Lord. And he that doth me feed, how can I then lack anything whereof I stand in need?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Last one. And I know you're ready for this.
I'm ready.
Yeah. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green, he leadeth me. The quiet waters by. I kind of like that last one best.
Yeah.
I like waters.
Right.
Anyway.
Sure.
So that was Psalm 23.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
And then some.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're doing Psalm 24.
They didn't know they signed up for a concert today.
Oh, they did not know. And yeah. They are demanding refunds for this free performance. Psalm 24 of David.
Of David, of course.
A psalm.
A psalm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?
As I recall, not us.
Not us.
Yeah.
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false.
I mean, I think I can get down with most of that.
I wash my hands and I do not swear to false idols.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Okay.
I have a feeling like the original translation would like be so much better because it just sounds so weird.
I don't have a lot of faith in that, honestly.
I don't know.
That it would be better.
It just sounds weird.
Right.
So
things weren't as sophisticated back then. So like their songwriting abilities probably weren't, top notch.
They were like, magic is good. The good magic. It is so good, that magic.
Right.
That magic is damn, so fucking good. It is good. Okay, so Psalm 24 is called the King of Glory and begins, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yep.
David may have composed this psalm after buying the Temple Mount, intending for it to be sung at the dedication of the temple by his son Solomon.
So they actually think that maybe this is one. Maybe. This is one that was actually written by David.
Maybe.
Okay.
The Talmud notes that when Solomon came to dedicate the temple and bring in the Ark of the Covenant, the gates refused to open. They acceded only after Solomon prayed for them to open in the merit of his father David.
Mm.
He's like, please, gates open. Yeah. And they were like, nah. And he's like, but my dad, though.
Right.
Y'all love David. And they're like, oh, David, yeah, fuck yeah, here, go in. Psalm 24 is also recited as a prayer for financial success and to protect from a flood.
Okay.
I'm surprised those we are do random. Not see this in a insurance commercial. Like, seriously, wouldn't that be the perfect combination of all of those?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bring them all together.
Right.
So those are your shepherd psalms.
Okay.
22, 23, and 24.
Yep.
And done.
Okay. I don't know that I have a lot of comments other than what I've already said.
They're psalms.
They're psalms, and they're just.
They're not story.
I mean, we went into this thinking like, okay, this is the poetry, this is the whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not overly impressed. I merely don't want to interrupt because I don't want to we are interrupting some. But not as much as we normally do.
But more than we did at first.
More than we did at first, because it's getting a little repetitive. And it's getting a little like, okay, we get it. God's awesome.
You love
we
God suck. So hard.
God's awesome, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, yada, yada, yada.
I'm a worm. You're a worm. Everybody's a worm. Right? I count my bones.
I mean, that's kind of how, it's like, okay, all right, I get the gist of it. You know, God's great and good.
I wish he would hear us. Do you hear us? He hears us.
We're supposed to praise him and all that shit, so.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to praise him like we should.
Right, yeah. All right. Well, that was Psalms chapters 22 through 24. And that does it for today. Tomorrow, we will be back with, hypothetically, unless there's a continuation of one that we need to go an extra chapter for.
25, 26, 27.
All right. And we will see you guys then.
And don't forget about our texty campaign.
Yeah. 53555. Text the word SACDIS, SACDIS, to help us out with our
equipment
campaign here and the equipment that we need coming up for this live event we got going on. Thank you, guys.
In Dayton, Ohio on the 27th.
And if you guys can make it.
Yes.
Like, please come down to Dayton, Ohio.
Come to Dayton.
That would be amazing. July 27th.
That's what I said.
I know. I'm just saying it again.
July 27th, Dayton.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.